Who are safer drivers, men or women? Well, according to a new survey, 55% of adults feel that women are most responsible for minor fender benders, while 78% blame men for most fatal crashes. Please note that the percentages in these pie graphs do not add up to 100% because the math was done by a woman. For those of you hissing at that joke, it should be noted that that joke was written by a woman. So now you don't know what the hell to do, do you? No, I'm just kidding. We don't hire women.
I consider Amy Schumer the funniest person on the planet. If you take me out of the equation.
No, I meant me.
Oh, that's why you were coughing?
That's why I was clearing my throat, yeah. Not you.
I thought you were clearing your throat for me.
No.
Taking you out of the equation.
Well, Premier Magazine's list of the 100 most powerful people in Hollywood hit the newsstands this month. In an odd bit of ranking, Demi Moore was ranked number 28, while her breasts were ranked 20 and 21. So. And finally, Weekend Update would like to congratulate Madonna, who gave birth to a beautiful baby girl last Monday. The baby weighed in at 6 pounds, 9 ounces, making it the fourth largest object ever to pass through Madonna's birth canal. In an interview out this week, Demi Moore says she would like to have another baby, this time a boy, to go along with her 3 daughters and 2 huge breasts. For years, Hillary Rodham Clinton has told people that she was named for the first man to climb Mount Everest, Sir Edmund Hillary. But as Esquire magazine recently pointed out, Sir Edmund did not climb Mount Everest until 1953, 6 years after Hillary was born. However, the First Lady does have a good explanation for the discrepancy. She loves to lie.
You've admitted that you're lazy. I think you've read 6 books in your life.
I've read six.
Six. What kind of a woman would be attracted to you, do you think?
Well, I have a lot of money.
Oh.
And in entertainment news, Ellen DeGeneres and lover Anne Heche have announced that they want to have a baby. However, their plan has hit a snag. They are both women. It is not possible to have a child.
There's this movie coming out.
Yes.
Title undetermined at this point.
Chairman of the Board.
Oh, all right. Do something with that, you freak.
I bet the board is spelled B-O-R-E-D. Demi Moore is wrapped filming on G.I. Jane, in which she plays a Navy SEAL combat officer. Moore says that in contrast to other Hollywood portrayals of women in the military, her character will have giant breasts. Finally, in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, a man allowed his 8-year-old daughter to take the wheel of his car, and an accident ensued that damaged 7 other cars and injured 6 people. Which once again proves my theory, women can't drive.
Name 5 great women writers on Saturday Night Live.
I would say right now we have Paula Pell, who's great. We have,
Hey, you want to take a call from Joel?
Wait a minute.
In Kansas City? Me... No, I don't want to embarrass you. You're having trouble getting past 1.
You're not.
Actor Bruce Willis is filming his next movie, The Broadway Brawler, in Wilmington, Delaware. Meanwhile, his wife, Demi Moore, is taking a break from movie work, saying she wants to spend more time with her huge breasts. Hollywood prostitute Divine Brown has written a book describing in lurid detail exactly what she did with Hugh Grant. The book sells for $25, but for $35, she'll show you. After closing out a successful first season, the WNBA is considering several changes to improve the level of play, in the league next year. Among the proposals, extending the playoffs, increasing salaries, bringing back the three-point line, and replacing all the female players with guys.
Like, I try to make it fast. Like, if I see a girl drinking at a bar, right? Uh-huh. I'll go up behind her, I'll go, I can get us a bottle. And that doesn't work very often.
But sometimes you just want to get right.
Yeah, I want to get right. Then I get the lady, I turn off all the lights in the room so it's pitch black, and then I lay down on top of her for 5-10 minutes.
The WNBA officials expanded to 10 teams this week, adding franchises in Detroit and Washington, D.C. But before you get too excited about the new additions to the league, remember, all of the players are still women. They stink at basketball, that's the problem. Oprah Winfrey's longtime boyfriend, Stedman Graham, has written a new book called You Can Make It Happen, a 9-step plan for success. Step number one, become Oprah Winfrey's boyfriend. Then the other eight are just hang around. How to capture a man's heart. And it's for women. And it says all these rules that you have to follow and you will capture a man's heart. And the rule number one, have huge breasts. Yeah, that guy likes it. Is the first lady a compulsive liar, though? It's beginning to look that way. In an interview on last night's 2020, intended to promote her new book, It Takes a Village, Mrs. Clinton folded under tough questioning by Barbara Walters and admitted that, in fact, it does not take a village, and furthermore, that she was aware that it does not take a village when she wrote the damn book.
I'm thankful for women.
Oh, Conan. There you go.
The greatest creatures on earth.
That's all right. We'll get behind that one.
I think women are more intelligent than men. Also, Conan, without women, there would be no cookies.
Here we see President Clinton looking for something, anything, to hug besides his wife. Pop singer Madonna was outraged this week when a tabloid photographer snapped her picture while she was breastfeeding her new baby. Apparently, the baby was blocking her nipple. Real estate mogul Donald Trump announced this week that after 3.5 years of marriage, he is seeking a divorce from wife Marla Maples. According to Trump, Maples violated part of their marriage agreement when she decided to turn 30. Unacceptable. A frightening moment this week for First Lady Hillary Clinton. Her plane, en route to the former Soviet Union, was forced to make an emergency landing when it was discovered that a frayed wire in the engine was causing serious malfunctions. The president was said to be furious and demanded an immediate investigation of what went wrong with Operation Frayed Wire.
Actually, you know, when I was on Saturday Night Live, when they wanted to do Weekend Update, they wanted me to do it with a girl. They wanted it to be two people.
Look at this, right here.
But I said no.
Oh. But I said no.
Darn. Well, I said, it was very funny because it was a big argument because they go, because Lauren goes, no. Like, Lauren has all these theories. And he goes, no, you'll bring, if you get a girl, you'll bring her the comedy and she'll bring you the sex and like Ginger and Fred. And I'm like, what? Weren't they dancers? So I didn't know what he was talking about. But I said, I don't really want to do it with somebody. Like, just let Frank and do it or something, you know?
Yeah.
But he really wanted me to do it with a lady. And then Steve Martin was the host that week. It was really funny. And then Lauren goes, let's hear what Steve has to say about it, you know? So then Steve Martin comes in and he goes, Norm's, we're talking about having maybe Norm and a co-host do it, you know, do it with a girl. What do you think of that, Steve? And then Steve goes, oh, man, he goes, I did this award show last week. And he goes, they put me with some stupid actress and I have, We had to, you know, present the award together, and she wrecked everything. So he kind of saved
it. So he pulled it out of the fire?
Yeah, nice. It was really lucky.